Well, Shlomo Weisbart.
There's a good aura actually. Just so a quick little word. We're speaking about Malava Malka last time. Let me just see what we spoke. So we're speaking about the mitzvah of Malava Malka. So we said, first of all, everyone, hello. Sorry, a bit rude just to start that. Evening all. Come out to the table, make sure. Right, that's it. Better. Right. So we're speaking about the mitzvah of Malava Malka on Shabbos. And we said, let's just have a look what we said last time. We have to have pass. We show us you have to have pass. The Shulchanah is not lost in Israel. Oh, you said it all on Shulchanah, and what's Shabbos? Can they laugh? It's a Shabbos. I feel like I ain't so I can look at Zayas. It looks like ideally, if one can, one should have a Kazayas or pass. If one can. It's not a Chayva like Suda Shabbos, as we said. It's not the same Chayv as a Gimel Suda's, but there's been Indian to have Malava Malka. Oh, that's a good question, actually. It's a very good question. I'll try to look for this, actually. Is this Motzei Shabbos, not last Motzei Shabbos, going to apply in 2 weeks' time as well, yeah? So on Motzei Shabbos, when you have Suda's Yom Tov, on Motzei Shabbos night, should you have in mind for Malava Malka as well?
Would you have to have two
Kazayas? Nah, don't say anyway. Don't say anyway. I said, you're going to see, it's not what you're saying. What?
That one's like,
Shabbos, exactly. Malachi's still there. What? I said, no, but I tried to look for this. It's a very good point, actually. Someone else asked me this question.
Kedusha's
still there. Malachi's
still there.
Malachi's still there. Shabbos come out.
Shabbos
come out. It's a good question. I must say, I've looked around today, but I wanted to see
what I'm same thing.
Yeah, maybe. I couldn't find anyone speaking on. Someone asked this question actually last week, actually. Should you have in mind when you're having Malava Malka, actually, this thing? When you're having the Suda Yom Tov, should you have in mind this? I couldn't see anyone. I mean, it's still the day's young, but we'll see if we can find something. But it's a good question. You see, when we speak about this, the isn't in on the Yom Tov. Let's have a look. So we spoke about the Maitre of Suda of Malava Malka. So we said, it's a very choshra mir of a vow, actually shechted an eagle, a whole eagle, just for to get one part of it from Malava Malka. Gemara says it looks like it's a very choshra thing. Malava Malka is a very choshra thing. I mean, it's not so easy, but it's a choshra. We said, why don't you try with Mak the Mitzvah, you see a Shabbos as much as possible, because it's Malava Malka, it's accompanying Shabbos going out. So you should try and make it as close as possible to Shabbos going out. I mean, there's no point having it a few hours later. Ah, well, can't manage it. Full out, for example, and you can't eat then he's allowed to. But ideally, one should have it close to Shabbos. The Shai Chua says one shouldn't delay Mordechai Tzoyes, but yeah, but we said it was all right. I must tell you, in the winter, not in the winter, in the summer, it's going to be a problem, actually. Because I think sometime in the year here, you've got Alus HaShachar and Chatzos at the same time. So 1 o'clock in the height of summer could be Alus HaShachar already. So you shouldn't really eat according to what to do. It's not so simple on what to do. Sometime in the year, Alus HaShachar is very, very early. I think it's between Lag Ba'Oim and Sohn Shabbos of Thomas. Have you got a look on you?
No.
It's very, very early. I think between Lag Ba'Oim, it changed from Lag Ba'Oim till roughly Shabbos of Thomas. Alus HaShachar jumps according to one shitter. It could be 1 o'clock in the night. So the Moshe then, the Moshe Shabbos, first of all, it's in the summer, so it's by Shavuot, near Shavuot time, like whatever you can do times, yeah. So it can be a problem, and by the time you finish eating, you shouldn't have Amud HaShachar. Whether you can rely on the other shitters, that's not so posh, I don't know. I must tell you, I heard about someone told me to myself, I asked for all, they said he shouldn't. So I don't know what you do. But, you see, it jumps from my lap by time, Amud HaShachar jumps quite a bit. What? Yeah, that's Amalashachar. Amalashachar is the first one of the fast starts, not really. But it's a late Amalashachar. So the Shachar is when you have to be choshev for the Amalashachar. That's the question.
Can't,
right. Can't you have Malava in the morning? No. That's pushing it. Yeah. Abdullah is one thing, to push it a bit after the Motzei Shabbos. But Malava Malka, that I don't know if it was. It's a good idea, but by Sunday morning breakfast with bagels and cheese, whatever.
Yeah.
That's probably, I haven't heard anyone say that. That I don't say. That it looks like, I've said, the Shachar is Chatzos. And others say it's Amal HaShachar, but no one says as far as I know after Amal HaShachar. Not as far as I know. No? You can't find anything there?
It's
like
here,
it's
Ariel, it's Nets and the
water. Oh, okay, look, all right. Right, then that was also that. Then we said a Kiddush water last time, which might not Muslim either. Someone's got Shalosh Shuz, which extends till Nacht time. So some say if he eats Kazayas afterwards, the shame of Malava Malka helps. Not ideal. So it's a kind of, that's what do you call it? Okay.
Let's.
Yeah, it's nice to put a nice thing on for a moment. Yeah, quite right. It should really change everything. But now, let's come up to the range to shine now. So the mice said, now the shine is, someone asked us that, I don't know what kash it was actually. What about a Motsi Yom Tov? Is there anything to have a Malka or Motsi Yom Tov? Right, so I'm not sure it's connected to what you're asking actually. It's a very, very interesting question. Now, I didn't think it was such a question. I'll be honest with you, I did not think it was such a question. What? Yeah, yeah, you see, it's an interesting thing, actually. So you asked me from the Rambam, actually, the Moedika Rambam. The Rambam says over here, there's two Rambams. One is the Rambam, and the Yom Tov, Perevov, Alokha Tezayin. Perevov, Yom Tov, this is in Yom Tov, Perevov, Alokha Tezayin. Kashem Shemitzel Chab Shabbos, just like it's a mitzvah to honor Shabbos, Kach Kol Yom Tovim, Simli Yom Tovim, Shemeh Ma'ale, Kedosh Hashem, Chubel, Chol Yom Tovim, Ne'am, Abraham, Mikra Kedosh. So it looks like Shabbos is the same. And then Ron carries on, Kuvabian, Hakibur for Inuk Behil Khashabas. I already explained to you what Kabbalah Onig is. So he brought in Hil Khashabas, the Rambam says, where is that Rambam? Hil Khashabas, Lamas, a lot of tests. There the Rambam just goes through what you're supposed to do with Kabbalah Onig Khashabas, yeah? Per Lamas, a lot of tests. You shouldn't do less than them. You should have all these, what you should do. So he's talking about Shor Shuras, and the Mice is a mitzvah of Lav Malka on Shabbos as well. So the Chor, according to this Rambam, it might come out that once, if one has to honor Shabbos the same way as Yom Tov, what should you say? Oh, very good. So this, I must say, is interesting, yeah? So this is a very interesting point. So the Mice, I saw someone asked one of the Brisker Rolls this question, is there a Chiyum on Blava Malka on Motsi Yom Tov? And he says, Mamish says, Ram, so from the Ramah's Mashmi Zichar after you. He says, you have to honor Shabbos, Yom Tov, same as Shabbos. And therefore, the same way as you have Blava Malka on Yom Tov, you have to have it on Shabbos. But then the Kashi asked, which is a good Kashi, I believe, says, is there an Inyan to have Shor HaShulis on Yom Tov? How do you know? No, Shavana, I must say, I was also wondering about that, actually, but that is Mekosh Halacha. This Halacha, what? Yeah, that's true. But if you're comparing Yom Tov to Shabbos, because that's what Rambam says, all called Mikroi Kodesh, it's all called the same thing. The same thing that's got by Shabbos, it's got by Yom Tov. We learn it one to the other. No, I'm saying, once you've got the din by Yom Tov, by Shabbos, then you've got the same din by Yom Tov. So it's interesting, this actually, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch over here, this is fine, this over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Where is it in Shulchan Aruch? I suppose Reish Sadi Aleph, I suppose. Reish Sadi Aleph.
This sheet says,
well,
Shabbos, not
Yom Tov. What, Shabbos? Yes, this is how Lach in Shulchan Aruch actually is.
She says
that
Shabbos is only on Shabbos, not Yom Tov.
That's an interesting halacha, this actually. Oh, I don't know where this is. Didn't write down the man walking away. This is Shabbos Shudders. It's really sad. I think it's Shabbos Shudders. It's ancient halacha. There it says clawing halacha there that there's no mitzvah on Yom Tov. I don't know where it is that halacha. I have to look at it. The Bible says clearly in halacha that on Yom Tov there's no mitzvah on Shabbos Shudders. So the chayyur, if that's true, then the chayyur, who I think it should work out, there's no mitzvah on Lav Malka. Yeah, that's the chayyur, it goes together. That's what many in the forest do now. Many in the forest speak this out. It's such a shame, I don't know where it was, this Maram Mokum. I've got all the Maram Mokumas, Mishra Mosef Kotin Yudgir, but I don't know which simon it was. Mental and Shabbos, I was not so Shabbos. So my mission, for Shalokha there, that you don't do have dollar. Oh, I'm sure it should be in race time, the Alibis should be there. Yes, I'm here. Let's just try one other market. Oh, you know what? It's Shimon Shin, it probably is. No, it's not here either. No, okay, you have to take my word for it, Tammy. I have to find tomorrow. But it says, Claw, that for Shalosh Shulas, there's no meaning on Yom Tov to have Shalosh Shulas. So the Chayra, who I did, it comes out that there's no Indian to have Malava Malka. The question is why, actually? So what's the type of shot? Why is there no Indian Malava Malka? That's what an interesting Hezbo actually is saying. What's the reason why maybe we don't have Malava Malka on Yom Tov? So it says, someone says over here like this, Yom Tov is not called a Malka. It's not called the Queen. And the Indian Malava Malka, it seems, is interesting, is to be Malava than the Shami Yaseira. When a person gets to Neshami Yaseira, the Indian is to Malava than Neshami Yaseira. And a person gets to Neshami Yaseira, and that when Shabbos goes away, the Neshami Yaseira goes away, so we accompany it with Malava Malka. No, so I won't come to that. Mamish is not good. Mamish, what you say now? So there, on Yom Tov, there's no Neshami Yaseira, it seems. On the, many were showing him learn that there's no Neshama Yaseira on Yom Tov. Yeah? And therefore, there's no Besom either because of that. No. It's only when the Shom Yisera goes. When a person hadn't, that's exactly how the Shom learned. That's exactly why they say there's no Besom in Motsi Yom Tov. Because if a person hadn't a Shom Yisera and it goes, it's very sad. So we try to make him a bit fresher. We freshen him up a bit with having Besom. On Motsi Yom Tov, that's the Tosfos learns, that's the Tosfos Raya attacking.
Motsi Yom Tov, Shabbos.
Oh, that's a nice discussion, yeah. On Motsi Shabbos by itself, let's go over slowly. On Motsi Shabbos, when it goes out, so the Maisa, normally on Motsi Shabbos, the Neshama Yaseira goes away. So in order to to make a person feel more comfortable, so we have Malava Malka accompanies that Neshama Yaseira. On Yom Tov, the Rishonim say, many Rishonim say this, not everyone says, many Rishonim say there's no Neshama Yaseira on Yom Tov, and therefore there's no Mitzvah of Malava Malka. That would explain why there's no Mitzvah of Malava Malka attack on Motsi Yom Tov. When you've got Shabbos, and then let's say you could already have now, we had Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no Inyan Malava Malka either the Chayra there, because why am I saying that? There's no Besom. That could be answered. I have a question actually. Like there's no Besom on Motsi Shabbos when you go out to Yom Tov, is because since you're having nice things with the Yom Tov meal, that compensates for the Besom. So it could be that's the same as the Malava Malka, maybe that. But that's what they say, Taka. Rishonim say there's no Mesomim on Motsi Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, because the Yom Tov meal compensates for the sadness of it.
When you've got a candle on the table.
I'm not sure. That's an Indian to do by Malava Malka, to have candles on the table. But one, that could be the answer to this question. It says, Taka, it could be that on Motsi Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, that's Taka why there's no Indian Malava Malka at all. You don't have to think about Malava Malka, because the Yom Tov Suda itself is like accompanying the thing. Possibly, even without thinking about it. Possibly. Now, I still, a Rosh Bam learns it isn't a Shomi Yaseira, but for some reason we don't take on it. We don't do this. The Rosh Bam learns on Yom Tov there isn't a Shomi Yaseira, but for some reason the Rosh Bam says the Shomi Yaseira of Yom Tov lasts even longer. It doesn't go away in Motsi Shabbos. Motsi Yom Tov. So that's why, according to him, you don't have the Shomi when you wouldn't need them love Malka. So again, let's just recap what we said. So the Maaseh, there's no Inyan Shor Shuras on Yom Tov, and therefore many are going to take on that. Who are then? There's no Inyan of, of Malava Malka. I must tell you though, that I haven't got a mark in front of me, it's interesting. The Maaseh, they say the Chaznish, and who I've got over here for someone else, they say the Yaivitz, first of all, he takes on, like this Rambam, that on Yom Tov is the Chivtah Shor Shuras. And even that's why I can't find it. The Mishnah Berurah says himself, he doesn't bring it down, but he says, the Mishnah Berurah, he says that one should have an extra dish for Yom Tov, which is on Shabbos. Looks like to accommodate a little bit this shitter. So it's not just nothing, this shitter about Shor HaShulis and Yom Tov. It looks like there's an Inyan on Yom Tov or something. So we don't wash on Yom Tov for Shor HaShulis. But there's an Inyan to have something, a special dish it looks like on Yom Tov, whatever, maybe to compensate for this thing. That's clear. Yom Tov, which falls on Shabbos, you have to have Shor HaShulis. No, I say it should be an extra dish. When it's a Yom Tov, you should have it make. If you should make it in the morning, an extra part of the food should be to cover this thing, maybe with Yom Tov. It's an interesting thing, actually. I don't know where that Mishnah Berurah comes from. Huh?
We believe
you. I'm saying, but it's the same, I can't see inside. It's very, very interesting. Yeah. So the Maaseh, that's what comes out. So again, so on Yom Tov, normally Yom Tov, Motsi Yom Tov, there's no Indian Malava Malka, it looks like. I'm saying, on Yom Tov itself, some Achroim did have Shor HaShulis. They say the Chaznish, because of this Rambam, he used to actually have Malava Malka Motsi Yom Tov. I say that Brisker Rav, one of the Brisker Rav's officers, the Maaseh, based on this Rambam, there's no reason why he shouldn't have Malava Malka or Motsi Yom Tov. So it comes out in Israel, the Maaseh, Pi Halacha, Pashas Halacha is that you do not have to have a Motsi Yom Tov Malava Malka. I'm just saying, based on this Rambam, it comes out that some shit is whole, like Brisker Rav and, what's it, the other one, Merik Sia, was it? I said the Yaivitz. It looks like they're based on that, they're saying, based on the drama, that one should have Shulah Shulah, maybe on Yom Tov, and one should also have Milav Malka once a Yom Tov. It's not the minig, I don't think it's the minig. Most people don't do this. See, it's never, it's a hard one. Yom Tov is not so easy. Yeah. I'm saying there are some people who do it, but the Mice is not the general minig. I don't know what general minig is. I'm saying it clearly, Shulah Shulah is clearly not saying someone has to have Milav Malka on Motzah Yom Tov. It doesn't say that. The whole thing is only on Motzah Shabbos. And this question that you're asking before, I have to look around before. Motzah Shabbos and Yom Tov. Do you have to have in mind when you have a Yom Tov Suda that you're also doing Milav Malka as well? Yeah, could be. I'll say it could be. It's automatic. I'll tell you now. Might be automatic. It could be the Yom Tov Suda itself is automatically accompanying the Shabbos that's going out. It's even better than making what do you call it? Possibly. I don't know.
Have more of a lavish meal
than
regular.
Maybe. Yeah, but you have to have a mind for it. You just have a mind that's also called Milava Malka. Well, the final thing about over here, this Milava Malka, is also very interesting about women. Is have women got a chiyuv to have Milava Malka? Yeah. So that's very interesting, actually. The Morgan Avraham says, about when he speaks about women, the Morgan Avraham says that he says, I am Simon Reish Sadi Aleph, the Morgan Avraham writes. About whether women have to have Milava Malka. So Max Ashekin understands that Mogen Avraham means in Reish Sadi Aleph, there's a drosha, just whatever men are Mechoyev in Shabbos, women are also Mechoyev. So the Max Ashekin understands in the Mogen Avraham that Mogen Avraham says that women are chayav in Milava Malka. Yeah, same as a man is chayav in Milava Malka, a woman's also. Because he learns that whatever's a chiyuv in Shabbos, the men and women are not different at all, they've got the same chiyuv. What?
It's not on Shabbos.
But the thing is, the passage is meant to be it's a chedik of Shabbos. Like you have to on Shabbos when it comes in. Who are they when Shabbos goes out? So the Master Shabbos understands that's what the Mogen Avraham means. That it's part of Shabbos, and therefore wherever a man is chayav in Shabbos, a woman's chayav. Well, just like a man is chayav in Milava Malka, so is a woman. What? Yeah, why not? Let's see why not. I mean, why should it be different? It's interesting that the Prima Gonim understands the Morgan Avraham as saying Fakir. Like, it's only on Shabbos that like you were saying, that only on Shabbos men and women are the same. But this is not on Shabbos, and therefore women are not obligated. Yeah, Havdalah is a special halacha, there's a special drosha for that women are chayav in that. Also, it's not so clear, the machlokes in the Mechab itself actually where a woman's Mechab in Havdalah. It's actually a machlokes. So it's an interesting thing, actually. So the Prima Gonim takes on that the Mogen Avraham never meant to be Mechayev women with Milava Malka. But he ends off the Prima Gonim, like you're saying. Now, first of all, he says, let's see if we can find it here. The Taz brings down that there's a special thing about Milava Malka. The Eva Echad Yeshba Adam Veniskoi Shema, it's called Niskoi. Zeo Eva Nisha Karim Bekeva Esathil. This Eva stays in the plot until Tiyas Amesim. Even after all that Thomas have come withered away, Zeo Eva Eina Nehanim Shabachil. This Eva doesn't gain anything from eating. Ki in Besuz Milava Malka. The only gains from Besuz Milava Malka. So Prima Gordon says, based on this, the Meister, woman should be no different. So there's a mile for a woman to have Milava Malka as well. He's quite right. A lot of people tying to this. The mice said it's good for many. I don't know if it's brought down from. It's brought down. Well, yeah, Ledes, for people who have problems with them and having childbirth, whatever it is, it's a big thing for a woman to have this. It's supposed to be a big skuller. I actually asked someone told me a story, actually, just had about a few months ago, with actually, in Eretz Yisrael, with Milava Malka, with Chaim Kalievsky. But he hadn't given me Rosh Hashanah to say over the story. He didn't get back to me. But the mice, the story was basically, I don't want to say all the details, but Chaim told his person's wife, so he might be on Milava Malka, actually.
Now, did he know that she
lives in Manchester? No, it was Letzro. They didn't let Letzro. And Lemach had a few cases of Nebuchadnezzar, and unfortunately, children didn't survive. And they went along to Chaim's. The whole story, actually, a very interesting story. But I heard this person from a person, actually. And the person told me they went to Chaim. Chaim said the woman should be careful on Milava Malka. And Taka, Baruch Hashem, not so long ago, she had a baby, actually. She had a baby, Baruch Hashem.
Well, women also
what?
Women have to see those both.
Women have?
Yeah,
it's like Prima Gonim says, it's worth it for a woman to have it, because this is a lot of it. All right, so we'll stop there. Okay.